Children at Vuyani Primary School in the Cape Town township of Guguletu sing and dance in celebration of the new school library. In 60 years, this is the first time the school has received a library, and it's all thanks to the UNACO mentoring organization. UNACO mentors school children mainly at a primary level and helps schools in poor communities to build a library. A number of other services are provided, such as career guidance and leadership programs. 26-year-old Lonwabo Mbambani helped found the organization in 2008. He was raised in a single-parent household. His mother was a domestic worker and didn't have a high income, so the possibility of a tertiary education seemed unlikely at the time. He realized he wasn't the only one that didn't enjoy the advantages of having a mentor to guide him in choosing a career path.
I saw a repeated pattern, people with great skills, people that were brilliant that I studied with, some they want to go off and work at retail stores and not utilizing their potential to the fullest, whereas I knew those guys, I was with them and they have the ability to be something in life, but they don't know where to go, they have no one to talk to, so that's how UNACO came about.
Lonwabo makes sure the young people in his community get the mentoring they need.
I'm actually the programs manager for UNACO. Programs are set up at UNACO. I manage those programs. I see that those programs, we have facilitators for them. I see we get extra help for them.
Since UNACO is a non-profit organization, Lonwabo relies on support from his mother while he sees through his commitments, at least for now.
We live off our parents' salary, that's how we do, or if we would get into a school and work with the school, we'll use the facilities of the schools. If we want to use the internet, our director is a musician on weekends, so he gets gigs, so he would come up with the money that he has raised from his gigs and say, this is what I've got, let's do A, B, C, D, I'll give you X amount to travel and everything so that we can get some of the programs going and outsource people that can help us.
While Lonwabo finds the path he has chosen very rewarding, his mother is sometimes frustrated that he's not earning money to support himself.
Sometimes it has a negative influence at home. My mom, she's like literally put her foot down and say, I think now it's high time that you go and hit the labor market and start working and start earning a living because it's becoming too much. Yes, it is great what we're doing to a certain extent, but it has one of those days whereby it's depressing. This good work that you're doing, it's simply pro bono work.
There are times when Lonwabo feels a bit discouraged, but knowing that he is making a difference in so many young lives is what motivates him to keep going.
Some of the kids, they would ask for my personal number. They would literally like call or send a message. Are you guys coming today? It hits me, wow. Whereas I know I didn't want to come or was not in the mood, but I've created hope in their life and they're asking, are you coming today? So me knowing that I'm creating hope in someone's life, it becomes the motivation for me to wake up. Let me change from the mood I was in.
Lonwabo's colleagues think very highly of him for starting the UNACO mentoring organization. The director, Mduduzi Ndebele, says the sacrifices Lonwabo has made speaks volumes.
I've learned to have a great deal of respect for him. He has other options in life. It's not like he's stuck with UNACO. There are job opportunities that come up, but those are self-gratifying more than anything, as much as they provide. But he's moved away from that self-gratification space and looked at the bigger picture in life where happiness comes from helping others.
Even though Lonwabo is not earning an income through his work at UNACO, he has big plans for the children of South Africa.
What we want to do now is to work with one school whereby from grade 8, we take the kids from grade 8 until varsity with a certain group of children and be those type of pioneers and take them to the next level. That would be like the ultimate fulfillment that we would want to achieve in building human capital, building self-confidence in these kids, tell them there's more to life, they can be anything that they desire to be.
Fatima Hendricks, DW, Cape Town.